Well, I suppose that you are all here to hear about how I got to be so successful with such a simple idea, a traditional toy shop. The truth is that it's not such a simple question to answer. You see, success in any business is always the result of a variety of factors. Anyway, I think that the most important bit really is how I got started. I've always loved toys and the way in which they strengthen our imagination. You see, I feel that video games have their place, but that in their rush to have these digital fantasies, kids have forgotten how to create their own games and what teamwork and sportsmanship are. So I came up with a solution, a traditional toy store. Many of you out there think that I must have been crazy. Just to think of the production cost and the marketing task to sell traditional toys can be mind-boggling. However, I discovered a trick. Rather than going for either the kids or the parents, you must market to both. You must make the kids think that the parents don't necessarily approve or they lose interest while at the same time showing the parents the value of these toys. I made action figures and toy soldiers and dolls and balls and many other items. The kids found them entertaining and the fact that they had a place in the store where they could play didn't hurt either. Once I had successfully established a business, I went and hired a few employees to run the store while I then went and opened a second store on the other side of town. It was an immediate success. I had opened shop next to the school and so the kids would see my products every day as they walked by. As soon as a few of the students got their parents to buy them some toys and they played with them, the rest of the students came running in. Another key to being successful was pricing. You see, people wanted to pay a certain price for their toys to make sure that they were of a certain quality. Now, I didn't fight this at all, but I was still able to sell the toys for a very low price in comparison with my competitors and with the video game industry. So essentially, I had the double benefit of good quality and a good price. These two things led me to have a winning product. So essentially, what I had at the end that made me so successful was a good location, a good product, and a good price with a solid marketing scheme.